27 out of 35 dioceses and archdioceses in Australia have joined the National Redress Scheme. The scheme, implemented by the Royal Commission 5 months ago, aims to provide support and reconciliation for people who experienced institutional child sexual abuse. However, 8 Catholic institutions are yet to sign up. The Wise Journalist Gina McKay spoke to Dr. Kathleen McPhillips, Vice President of the Australian Association for the Study of Religion, about the impacts this will have on the scheme as well as child sexual abuse victims.
Catholic Church came out in support of the redress scheme quite early. It said it supported it, and that was very heartening to hear. So people fully expected that the Catholic Church would sign up to the redress scheme. When the redress scheme opened on the 1st of July this year, the Catholic Church, although in principle said it would agree, nothing happened. And so it was expected, in line with government requirements, that they wanted the Church to just sign up as one organisation. And the Catholic Church has now decided that they won't do that, that they're just going to leave it to the individual dioceses and religious organisations, of which there are hundreds, to sign up individually.
Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher has said he expects the other 8 will sign as soon as possible. What's the likelihood of that happening?
Hopefully they will come on board, but it's just because it's a voluntary redress scheme, they don't have to come on board. And what we saw in Ireland, when Ireland set up their redress scheme, was the same thing. And some of the major Catholic organisations did not come on board, and the government was then forced to pay redress for them. We just have to wait and see if that will happen. It's very disappointing. When the Royal Commission started, the Catholic Church was able to immediately set up one organisation that would deal with the Catholic Church at the Royal Commission. That was the Truth, Justice and Healing Council. So we know they can do it. But in terms of the redress scheme, they haven't done it. And it's going to have an impact on survivors. In fact, it already has.
Why would you say it's imperative for all 35 Catholic institutes to join the scheme?
Because that's where survivors were harmed. So wherever a survivor was harmed, those institutions need to come on board. And given that survivors are still disclosing today their abuse that may have happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's imperative for all Catholic institutions to sign up to the redress scheme.
If the scheme doesn't have the full support of all the institutes, how will that affect both the victims of abuse under those institutes and the scheme in general?
It takes away from the legitimacy of the scheme if organisations aren't signing up, and kind of makes a mockery of the whole thing. That some will say, oh yeah, we will sign up, and others will say, no, we won't, as if they, you know, won't take responsibility for what's happened. And the impact on victims and survivors is going to be that they won't be able to get redress. So it's pretty appalling. And the redress scheme itself has been shaved right back from what was originally intended. It's a pretty poor redress scheme. Some of the survivors who've already filled out the application form and who were abused in Catholic institutions are still waiting to hear. And some of them are quite elderly. So the stress of not knowing whether their application is going to be approved or not and whether there will be any compensation is something that they have to live with every day.
Dr. Kathleen McPhillips, Vice President of the Australian Association for the Study of Religion, speaking to the Wise Georgina McKay.